Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Big Timmy's house, Big Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, widdle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wife and poo.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. The gang have just stumbled into a room. What could be behind the door? What could happen? Could this be an event unlike anything we've seen so far, apart from when that orc was in that dungeon and it kicked our asses? Who knows? You'll have to listen to find out. And the Reaper's Mark, part 43. Dum 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 dum.
Commencing our first boss fight.
That's like the boss music from Final Fantasy VII. Those of you that don't understand what I'm where I'm going, like,
oh, he got 20. Oh my gosh.
Oh, she got 20.
Oh, she got 20, yeah.
She's a banshee.
She's
not
a banshee,
yeah. Not a banhee.
Not a banhee.
A banser.
Banser.
Oh, I got 24. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, no, that's wrong. I think I didn't want to do the... Let's do Milo again. I clicked the banshee one, and I wanted Milo's sheet. Now, as you're next to Lee, you all get boosts from him as well for your initiative, which is a 2. So you're at 26 giggles. Lee is at 12. And Milo is at 28.
Nice.
Right, and let me add. What I'll do is I'll do the priests all together. It just speeds things up a bit.
They're like the Antil mob.
Yeah.
Seeing as there's like 6 of them.
They all count as one.
Yeah, that'll do.
We fight as one. We're the priests. Whoa. Yeah.
We're Legion.
We're what?
We're Legion.
Yeah. They all move in the same at the same time in the same way. It's really creepy.
Okay, I need to quickly check something. Now that you're in the presence of this banshee, she one kind of feat, I guess, or ability that she has, immediately triggers from her horrifying visage. Each non-undead creature, basically just yourselves, that can see her must succeed on a DC 13 wisdom saving throw or be frightened for 10 turns. A frightened target can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of their turn to end it. But each time they do on the next turns, they have disadvantage to try and do it. So long as the banshee's still in sight, but you're locked in the room, so of course she is. Once you do save against it, you're no longer frightened of it. And you can't be frightened of it.
So we're there, like, just like, oh, oh my god.
We're going to die.
Okay.
So. It's scary. Oh my god. Oh, it's so scared.
Oh, that teased a 17. Lady Giggles, you are frightened.
Great.
Milo.
And I'm always frightened.
Like
Milo guy. Is frightened.
Oh my god.
And Lee. Oh my. It's also all 3 of you are frightened of the banshee. Let me just double check.
Scary.
Frightened does. 4E frightened.
We're just there, just like peeing ourselves.
Yes. A little bit of pee just came out.
Okay, so a frightened creature flees from the source of its fear as best it can. If unable to flee, it may fight. A frightened creature takes a -2 penalty on all attack rolls, but I'd say that's balanced. It's basically a straight roll. So from where you prayed at one of the shrines and it was giving you advantage, the frightened has gone and brought it back to just basic rolls. A frightened creature can use special abilities, including spells. Okay, so yeah, if the creature comes towards you, then you have to try and stay away from it. You have to move away. You can't move towards the banshee, basically, but you're still able to fight it as you're locked in the room.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we can't.
We must be able to.
We
do
can't get out, so it's like we must at least just be able to attack it. Okay, so I guess it's my turn first.
Yep. Remember, each of you have a reroll as well.
Shall I just attack, or I guess I'll just dual strike it with my bow and arrow.
All the priests are standing up at this point, and they're facing you, and they've unsheathed like clubs that they had to their side.
They've obviously got to kill the priests as well, then.
I might just focus on the banshee because I'm ranged. I can at least.
Yeah.
I'm scared, but I can at least just shoot things at it. So.
Yeah, definitely say with a boss fight, definitely pull out all the stops.
Yeah. I'm actually tempted to use my main move, but I might wait until she comes forward a bit. I think I can do damage to other people, like with my tree splitter one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just use dual strike for now.
Mark it.
Oh, mark it.
Mark it first.
Sorry.
Mark the
target. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. Mark the target.
Okay, so you've marked the banshee.
And I'll use dual strike with my bow and arrow.
Okay. First arrow flies and hits the banshee.
Nice.
And she screams in pain.
Hits her in the
10 damage to it.
Hits her in the boot.
Plus the 1d8 for that. And then I'll roll it again for your second shot. So that's 14.
It hits her in the boob and she's like, she's got like an arrow boob now. An arrowed boob.
An arrowed boob, nice.
I took a boob to the knee.
Yeah. She fires her boob at me and it hits me in the face and I go down. I'm like,
Second shot coming in. Also hits the banshee.
It's the other boob.
Doing another d8.
And she's sort of like, now I've got like a Madonna look going.
Dealing 6 damage this time. So the arrow didn't stick into the ethereal body as much as the first one did, but it still did damage.
It took her nipple off.
Nice.
She's like, oh my god!
And then it just rematerializes back.
Yeah, she's like, it's not as bad as I thought.
Because I'm already dead.
I forgot about that!
Okay. Yeah, you're not able to. You can move sideways, but you can't move forward.
I'll stay where I am. Can I roll for to see if I'm still screwed?
That would be on. Oh no, yeah, at the end of your turn, you can roll again. Yeah. Okay, so it's the wisdom. You need to beat a 13.
Come on, Milo Ploppy Bottom.
You need to beat a 13. It's done. Nice. You're no longer scared. You're no longer scared of her. After seeing those arrows hit her, you're just like, oh, she's not that bad.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
It's fine. It's good.
This is actually quite good.
I thought, you know, for a ghost that my arrows wouldn't actually do anything, but they apparently do.
I'm okay with this situation now. Well, I mean, not okay, but, okay. You know.
Lady Giggles.
Can I hit the banshee? Have I got enough? Is my range enough?
Let's see. Storm Spike, 10 squares. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep. Wind Prison. You could do that as well.
I want to do something powerful.
Sisters Spears will last till the end of the encounter. While within the zone, your allies gain plus one bonus to attack rolls. So you could also do a Spirits of Battle, which creates, which for a minor action as well. It doesn't use your attack action, and that creates a zone around you guys, increasing your attack rolls by one.
Ooh, that could be good.
Yeah.
Cool lightning. You've got, I think the burst ones are good if you're surrounded or if you just run in there and go boom.
I can't run forward, so can't do that as of yet.
Yeah, not at the moment. So you can Wind Prison, Storm Spike, and you can also Spirits of Battle.
So, what do you want to do?
Spirits of Battle? Yeah, let's do Spirits of Battle. And we'll give everyone some...
Area Burst 5 within 10 squares. Let me just draw that out. And we'll pick, I don't know, yellow. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is a huge square. I'm not going to use that one. Let's use this one. You... It looks like you're trying to grab... Oh, no, there we go. It looked like I was trying to grab something, so I was confused. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so because this is weirdly shaped squares, it actually goes all the way up here. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to about... Sure. You can see that box.
There we go.
So if you guys are in that zone, you'll gain plus one bonus to attack rolls. How long does it last? Lasts until the end of the encounter.
Oh, exciting. Oh. So staying in this box.
So you're like, come here, priest.
You've got to come to
created
us.
A good battle zone for you. What else would you like to do?
You
still have your major action.
Okay, so I can attack.
Yep.
Okay, that's a Storm Strike, the Banshee.
Okay, Storm Spike, and you're getting a plus one to hit the Banshee. Roll coming in. It's a 10 versus its reflex.
Ooh.
Fortunately, it's not enough. Yeah. The bolt goes through her.
Don't think so.
It's all right. We've still got some.
Yep. Got to roll. See if I'm on fire now.
Yep. Am I scared?
17. Yes, you got a 17. You're no longer scared.
Yay!
You saw the lightning not hit it, and you were like, "Oh, fuck you!"
Yeah, screw you.
I'm not afraid of that ghost. It's not scary.
Scary.
I'm more angry at the fact that it didn't hit you.
Yeah, totally. How dare you?
You absolute bitch.
Being hit by the arrows and having the bolt go through her. And she wouldn't do that just yet. You hear in a ghostly voice saying, "No, you cannot have it. You will never have it. For the life of you will have to take it from my cold, dead fingers."
Oh, she's obviously talking about the orb.
Milo's like, "You're already dead."
Yeah. Sorry, love.
Where's your hands? Are they dragons?
Where are the hands? Are they dragons?
How much do you move? 5, 6, 7, 8. She hovers all the way up to you.
Oh my god.
Lee's like, ghost! Scooby-Doo runs away.
And with that, she is then going to do a corrupting touch on you, Milo, for shooting her.
Oh, well.
As she reaches out with her cold hand.
Oh, that's creepy, that.
16. The hand goes through you.
I'm like, oh no.
You feel this cold necrotic energy running through you, but you're thankful that it didn't actually cause any damage to you as the hand goes through you.
So like, oh, that's creepy.
That's scary.
Lee.
Now, as she's right in front of Lee, is he going to run away? Because if he's scared...
Yeah, he's going to want to try and get away from her. Which may trigger an opportunity attack if he runs to the side.
Well, I don't know where else he can go.
Yeah, yeah, that's the trouble.
Yeah, I mean...
And he'll try and run as far as he can.
So it'd be... Oh, hang on. It's selected
taking
everyone.
Everyone.
So it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. And she lashes out with a undead slap. But unfortunately, it's not enough. She completely misses him.
She's there like, fucking hell. I must be like that. She knows how we feel from when we pull that orc. It's just like, oh.
Her hair is, it's like she's underwater, the way her hair is floating around her as well.
Nice.
Oh. Very, very nice.
And anything that Lee wants to do?
He can try and attack her, can't he?
He's got the crossbow, so...
Okay. And he's out of the zone as well.
Yeah, I know.
I'm afraid so, but he'll just have to do it, won't he? Okay. So
he's firing the crossbow. Oh, but it hits, dealing 2 damage, but still it hits.
It hits her nose.
Just boops her nose.
Yeah, boop. And she's like, ah,
stop that.
Let's see if he's got the courage now.
Yeah.
Because I guess
I won't touch you until you die from it.
He's like, that sounds quite sexy, actually.
Nice.
Yep, he's no longer afraid.
He's like, oh, I could shoot her.
He's actually turned on.
God damn it.
Okay. Right. And the priests.
They're all sort of like, come on, wise guy. They're all like gangsters from the 1930s.
And all they do is they move towards you with cold, like deadpan expressions on their faces. They just keep chanting the words, Wulgreth, Wulgreth, Wulgreth. Or this one will move down, attempt to club you, Milo.
Oh, God.
16. I got so many character sheets up. Bulls likes to hide. Not quite enough. It hits your armor, but doesn't. You kind of feel the force behind it, but it's not enough to hurt you.
It's like it hits those, like, you know, those shoulder pads.
Yep.
It bounces off that, and Milo's like, oh, okay.
Okay. Cool.
Now I'm gonna have to definitely dry clean this thing when we get out of here because it's got, like, you know.
The next one almost hurts you. You put your arm up and you feel it, but you manage it. You're strong enough to just withstand the blow and endure it.
Yeah, I'm like, stop it.
As the next one also tries to club you. That one is kind of with it, he's more floppy than his other friends. It seems like looking at him that he's maybe a bit more dead than the others. 3, 4. As this priest comes up to you, Giggles. Tries to bonk you.
That's my wife. You can't bonk her.
And you feel the force again, much like with Milo, but it's not enough to hurt you.
I laugh in the face of your pitiful... Wafting.
This one kind of goes right up against the door.
Wow.
And that is enough to hurt you.
Oh, nuts.
6 damage.
Nuts.
You feel a mace in the back.
Oh, how dare you?
As this one goes to Lee.
Lee's like, you're right, mate.
Yeah.
And Lee blocks it with his shield.
Sort of pats it off.
Milo.
Can I... So, looking at the priests, are they... They are dead.
Perception, you get a 14. I'd say with a 14, yeah, it's more the smell that gives it away that they're pretty dead.
Because okay. I was sort of thinking that they might be alive, so I didn't want to attack them. Yeah. But
now that they're up close, up close and personal, their stank is like, oh god.
I take it that we're sort of surrounded now, aren't we?
Yeah, so pretty much.
I guess we better go for the.
We better just start attacking him.
Yeah.
Been going footloose with it all.
I've used my minor action, haven't I? By checking them.
Yeah.
So I'll just attack the priest that's next to me.
And what are you using to attack? You have hit and run. You got evasive strike. You've got your normal basic attack. You got twin strike.
Can I escape from this? Because I'm surrounded.
Well, you hit and run. If you move in the same turn after this attack, leaving the first square adjacent to the target does not provoke an opportunity attack from the target. So you're able to attack, and if you're able to kill it in one hit, you can then move past its space. What's your evasive strike? Evasive strike targets one creature. You shift a number of squares equal to 1 plus your Wiz modifier, either before or after the attack. But yeah, we've surrounded. So long as you kill something, you're able to then move out of the zone.
I'll do the
killing it in one hit, isn't it? Really,
that's I'll do the said. hit and run then, because I can potentially run up to the edge of the square here, and basically be positioned to attack her for the next one. So if I attack this guy here,
okay,
I guess I'll use. I mean. By an arrow, really. Just fucking point blank shoot in the face.
That's if it hits.
Just moving all these character sheets out the way. Okay, we have an 11. It's a glancing blow. And dealing half of that, which is still enough against this dead priest as he slumps to the ground.
Oh, sweet. And
you're okay. Able to move past.
Okay. So, would it be my.
And your hit and run allows you to not trigger opportunity attacks, so you can move out of there
one,
to wherever you want.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'll move up here.
And that puts you in prime position, Giggles, for a burst attack.
Exactly.
Because then you won't hit my list.
Yeah.
Right. I am done.
Right.
Okay, Giggles.
What burst attacks do I have? Let's have a look.
You've got Icy Wind.
Icy Wind.
Hang on. Roll. Like load.
You got Chill Wind.
Yeah.
You have. There was another burst one. Cool Lightning. And those are your two bursts.
Cool Lightning. Here we go. So, targets in the area within 10 squares in a burst radius of 1 square targets each creature within the burst. The burst creates a zone of rumbling thunder that lasts until the end of your next turn. While within the zone, any enemy takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls, and any enemy that leaves the zone takes 5 thunder damage.
Ooh, let's do that.
And with these two bursts, with the cool lightning and the chill one, it says you can do it within 10 squares. So it doesn't literally have to be on you that the burst comes out of. Where do you want to place the center of this burst? So it's a burst of 1, so it does 1 square around it.
So you could do this guy, and it would basically get the banshee,
two priests.
Let's do that.
To this one,
The one in the middle.
So okay. The one that I just attacked, he's just had an arrow to the face, and then he's like, whoa. And then all of a sudden you're like, rawr. I don't know what your call would be.
I'd say the person that you hit would have been with your blade, because you can't quite it would have been very difficult to shoot at point blank range with your bow.
Stick it in his mouth and just.
Yeah, don't use the bow itself. Just use your foot, use your hand to shove it up his mouth.
Yeah.
Would you like to use a reroll?
As you rolled yes,
a 7. A 12.
And it's still rubbish.
Yeah, reflex. And this jungle of character sheets. It doesn't hurt the banshee, but these two priests have been electrocuted and collapsed to the ground. If I can not drag that one, that would be great. Come here, you. Yep. And what does that move also do? Creates a zone, rumbling thunder that lasts until the end of your next turn. While within the zone, it takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls and any enemy that leaves the zone. Okay. Alrighty. I will bear that in mind. And you're still. No, it was Lee that was still frightened, wasn't it? Yeah. Is there anything else?
No, Lee got a 20.
Lee got 20.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So no one is frightened now. And what is there anything else you want to do, Giggles?
Well, I can't really run away because I'm still surrounded as such, aren't I, really?
You can disengage from the priests and you can try to just run, but it just means opportunity attacks come your way.
Nah, we'll be brave.
Depends how lucky you feel.
We'll be brave and stay there.
I'll just take the green dot off you and say the reroll's gone. Okay. The banshee.
It's like, rah!
Oh, that's the frickin' priest character sheet. There we go.
Where's the cat man?
So the banshee, in her ghostly voice, appears to be more talking to someone who's not there. And starts saying, "My love, they're here, they're coming to take it. I will not give it to them, my love. I on your soul I swear by it." She then flies over to you, Milo. That's one square away from Giggles, so not quite enough to trigger an opportunity attack. Actually, let me think about that. No, I'll give that to you. You can do a free attack on the banshee, Giggles.
Hooray!
What attack would you like to do?
It
would have to be either a basic attack or like your Storm Spike.
I was going to say Storm Spike.
All right. As you blast it as it tries to move away from you, that is definitely enough. As the lightning blast strikes her ethereal form in the back and you see it burst and crackle around her and then fade as she flinches back a bit.
Hits her right in the butt.
Butt cheek.
And you just see her butt sort of jiggle a bit. And you go, damn, baby got back. She starts twerking then.
Nice.
As the banshee reaches towards you, Milo, and ooh, grabs a hold of your shoulder, searing. It's like instant frostbite on your shoulder and on your flesh as it's this light necrotic handprint appears on your shoulder. Dealing 11 damage to you.
Ouch.
Milo screams, "Holy guacamole! This is crap! What a bunch of bullshit this is!"
You're down to 38.
I'm out down to what, sorry?
38.
Cheese and crackers. Hopefully we'll be able to not die.
Yeah.
Lee.
Lee needs to get rid of that priest.
Yeah. I'll do a furious smash. I think that's the best way to do it.
Sure.
Because he's sort of like, you know, furious.
Furious smash on the priest.
Yeah, actually, can he move back into the square? Can he move back into the square?
You could shift around and then attack.
Yeah, so he's doing that.
So instead of a 19, it's a 20. Dealing 9, Furious Smash is the priest. who then slumps onto the ground like a rag doll.
And he's sort of like, he's going to be like, are you all right?
Anything else?
How does the priest look? Obviously, he's like slumped down on the ground. Is he incapacitated or is he?
Are you just looking at it? Or are you doing?
Should we do like a
dungeoneering or?
Yeah, see, let's do dungeoneering. See if he's sort of like.
Will he come back from the dead?
Yes, if you're looking if he's incapacitated or his general health, then it will be the heal. Dungeoneering is more learning about what he is.
I guess we'll do that then, the heal.
The heal, yeah, let's do the heal.
Let's see how he's.
I mean, examining his body, you don't see many lacerations other than the one that you've just given him. But the laceration that you've given him isn't bleeding. He kind of deduces that this body must have been dead for some time. But it hasn't rotten, so it's not as if it's been years or months or anything. So it seems like this priest has been dead for maybe like a week.
Oh.
Lovely.
Does he look like he's going to get back up now?
Yeah, I mean, he's a dead body, so
okay.
You make from a dead body, how does a dead body look like if it's going to get up at any point?
I guess anything can happen. I guess that was kind of a stupid question.
That anything can happen.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is fantasy land, so it's
true.
You could do a little dance.
In the next half hour.
They could do like a barbershop quartet at some point.
Yeah. They just sort of like, thank you for stabbing us. Right.
And the priests, I guess just the two left round giggles. Nope, that's the banshee. Can I have the priest, please? where's the priest gone? God damn it. Why are you all the way down here? There we go.
Holy guacamole, what will the gang do now? Will the N64s be able to get out of this tricky situation and defeat the boss? Or will they be beaten to death by mummies? You'll have to tune in next time to find out on Big Timmy's House Adventures, The Reaper's Mark. Now get out of my house so that I can do stuff.